Right, welcome back for another week. This is supposed to be episode 3, but it's now episode 2 because we're so good and professional at all this bullshit that we managed to lose episode 1.
Russian and American.
Yep, so now we've got episode 1.5 instead of episode 1, and which was meant to be episode 2. So this is now episode 2, but it's now episode 3. Sorry, this was meant to be episode 3, but
Hold on.
Now episode 2.
This is what you had to write down because you get confused.
This is literally, yeah, but we're gonna, the reason we're doing this is just so we can actually give some context as to why Hobbit was looking at Tinder at Granny's, because if you remember rightly, we ended the last one saying that he was busy, he made a Tinder account so that he could try and find
That's the beginning of the last one.
I wasn't gonna explain that, I was just gonna leave people's imagination.
So basically there was this, what was she, like 60 something year old?
Well, I found a 114-year-old, but she looked about 25.
Yeah, it's the... Let's hunt her out. Not in that way. But let's hunt out.
He's already on the hunt.
He's on the hunt. He's yeah. on the cunt hunt.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's the story about an 84-year-old grandma who quit Tinder to find love because she basically went around shagging everybody on Tinder and then got bored of it and wanted love.
And it does actually sound exactly like him. He is an 84-year-old woman at heart and he'll shag anything.
What do I say about me?
Nothing.
Well, he is sat here wearing a Christmas jumper, and it's how many weeks before Christmas?
I wasn't talking about that fossil.
Oh, talk about me. This
fossil.
He's just American. He's an old woman.
Well, to be fair, you were wearing a Christmas cardigan.
Is that, it's has it got reindeer on? Does it mean it's Christmas?
Yeah, he does wear it all. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. It is very comfy though, which is the whole point. So
I hope it's comfy. It's like double XL. And I sit in a small to a medium.
That's why it looks like you're wearing a dress when you put it on.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to be comfy.
So that's it for the granny section. I'm leaving it at that. Fuck explaining anymore. I'm leaving it at that.
If we find the first episode somewhere in the midst of a hard drive,
it'll become episode 12 or something.
It'll come out as the episode, and you can understand why we're not going to talk about that again.
It'll just appear randomly, and we'll just say, oh, he has a lost episode. We found it after like a year.
So yeah, episode 2 now, because this episode 1 deleted it, so we made episode 2 1.5.
So now this is episode 2.
This
right.
is episode 2.
Somehow.
So,
it's still, okay.
So the first topic for episode 2,
this
because
is my brain
this
already.
Is, yeah, this is hurting the Germans'
I haven't
brain.
Had enough alcohol for this.
The first topic for episode 2 that we apparently agreed on was the was my topic that I found, which was the amazing Aquarius Reef Base. If anybody doesn't know what this is, of course everybody's heard of the space base, the what the hell's it called? International
Space
Station. That's the one. I just call it space.
That space base that floats around.
It's that space base. Nobody cares about space anymore.
Apart from people that are stuck in it.
Yep.
On the International Space Station.
To be fair,
and an entire team of people that are in charge of running it.
We know more about
and the entire section of the government that's in charge of funding and running it.
Which is doing
they
a kind of
care about
job.
It. Well, that's an elephant.
We know more about what's up in space, but we don't know on oceans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is the whole point of this base. It's been around since...
I can imagine the scientists were a lot like the German and look at the ocean thinking, nah, it's just a piece of water. Fuck it.
How long's it been around for? I'm trying to find how long
it's
been
around.
Just point
out, you
for.
Said that NASA's doing a bad job, but we know more about space than we do about our own oceans. So this whoever's running this isn't doing very well either.
A university, that's why.
Well, so to shit them.
It's also it's in America, so that's why.
Oh.
Why does everybody look at American?
Because Americans basically just do what they want. Nobody questions it because they know it's best to just let them get on with it.
It was designed in 1986 by some submarine builders, and it's been nearly destroyed by a bunch of hurricanes.
Oh, is this the one you were talking to me about parts of it keep getting blown to different parts of the ocean and they just rebuild it and then it happens again? This is why they haven't discovered anything, because it keeps getting blown away.
this is basically...
How's there any wind in the ocean?
It's from hurricanes and stuff. Because America gets hit by so many hurricanes, it's in a place where hurricanes keep on hitting it and pulling bits off it and
so this is just
the
this is just like a suggestion. Why don't they move it to where there's less hurricanes?
I know. It's already moved 3 times.
By the hurricanes.
But this is a underwater base, which it sits, let's see if I can find it. I'm very professional at this, I know.
I mean, you're more professional than us.
It sits...
You're the only one that actually reads up on things.
It's about 63 feet deep, but its actual living space is 50 feet deep. You can't actually visit it, but it basically enables deep sea diving, but for longer, so you can stay underwater for a few days, study
because
the fish through the portholes and everything.
It's only like 100 feet.
You don't need to, like, usually when you dive, you have to go down, do your research, come back up every few minutes and sort your shit out. This basically lets you stay down there for ages because you can just live in the place for a couple
What's
of days.
What's the longest somebody stayed in there?
A few weeks, I think.
I'll beat it. Get us in there, I'll beat it. It's just, it's only like 100 feet.
It means... It's got a lot of stuff about how it's been destroyed. Also, the government funding was eliminated in 2013 and was basically handed to Florida International University. So it's commanded by Florida. That's why it does fuck all.
Why does Florida have a university? Everybody's like 100 that lives there.
I'm trying to find the bit that said where it's who the guy who stayed in it the longest is, because I know it stayed there for freaking ages, but I can't remember how long it actually was.
I'll beat it. Get us in, I'll beat it.
You'll beat it.
I'll beat it.
How?
If I just stay that longer.
you just go into your sentry mode, don't you? Because like, that's what you do.
You zone out from humans.
You just sit there on the couch and you just like to zone out and you'll be speaking to you and like...
Put me in, I tell you what, put me in there, right? How angry will I be with people when I come back out? To live in a small space like that I'm assuming a small amount of people.
To be fair,
I'll be the angriest a human being's ever been.
It is actually a really good place from the looks of it. It's,
You're talking like it's a hotel?
It's got its own
gym,
oxygen creation and everything. If you need food, you can just fuck off and go and get a fish from outside.
That's not how you don't just stick a spear out there and go, oh, I've got one. Has anybody got the chips?
And the only person that died was apparently in 2009, and it was a combination of failure of electronic functions, because his circuit rebreather screwed up due to hydrodynamic forces, and a hydraulic impact from a hammer being used nearby.
So he was outside.
That's a beep for the thing.
That's a beep.
Stop clicking buttons.
Click cancel.
Beep.
So he was outside and somebody hydraulically hammered in the ocean next to him.
Basically someone was hammering for oil a few miles away, and because of the ocean fucking subzone waves and shit, it just fucked with his hydraulics and fucked him.
I'd love to see him as a scientist.
What happened? Oh, his hydraulics fucked him. There must have been a hammer or some shit. Yeah. Who was drilling oil?
Can you explain to me exactly how it happened?
Can you just hold on, go back to that. Did you say someone was hammering for oil?
You don't hammer your drill. It says hydraulic hammering. I'm assuming they were doing some shit for oil.
I'm assuming construction on the ocean floor, surely.
What do the Americans build on the ocean floor anymore?
You're not going to find much oil by hammering.
Probably like
they could be hammering the drills in.
No, you don't hammer a drill.
I don't know how oil works. As far as I know, they're just going to invade a third world country.
Oh, well, that's the easiest way.
Exactly.
That's what we used to do. Now we'll have to float oil rigs out and...
Just give
it all back to them.
One of the missions to go to Iraq, actually, they had to change the name of it partway through the whole mission. Because it's just the postman.
Yeah, you're getting post.
No one says post on a Sunday.
Sunday post.
I always get post at this time. But no, they had to change one of the names for an American governmental operation because its initials spelt oil.
What?
And it was to do with Iraq.
Oil!
But no, the longest person...
Isn't Iraq just to do with oil?
He has something to piss you off since you don't like the French.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The longest
person... Why, stop talking to me about the French.
The longest time spent...
Was he French?
Apparently,
I'm going to double it then.
1963, it is... From June the 1st to July 2nd in 2014, Fabien Cousteau and his crew spent 31 days living and working in Aquarius.
31 days?
In tribute to Jacques Cousteau's 30-day underwater expedition.
Right,
in
so some French, the record is some French people paying homage to some Frenchman. I'm not just going to beat it, I'm going to double it. 62 days it is.
But apparently, in the 30 days that they did it, they estimated that the team collected the equivalent of 2 years' worth of surface diving data, enough for 10 scientific papers.
Oh, I ain't collecting shit. I'm just going for the... I'm taking a record off a Frenchman. I'm just going to sit there and eat and be angry at everyone.
But yeah, let's see. Where's it go on about it getting destroyed by hurricanes?
As he furiously, scrolls backwards and forwards.
Yep, basically. Let's see. Hurricanes.
How many hurricanes actually hit it?
Oh, it's not going to say. But apparently it operated among the Virgin Islands until a hurricane nearly destroyed it, whereupon it was hauled up from the seafloor and relocated to Florida in 1993.
True.
So it's been in Florida since 1993.
So where was it when the Frenchman was there?
I'm guessing the Virgin Islands, because that's where it was originally. It was put in the Virgin Islands originally, and then the Frenchman appeared and they got hit by a hurricane.
I'm actually surprised the Frenchman didn't surrender.
He did when the hurricane was there. He surrendered after 31 days.
Earlier than that.
He's probably saw the hurricane coming.
Wee, monsieur.
White flag.
You can't say nothing much about French, right? Before you continue this, right? This is staying on the French topic of name surrendering. You gotta think, they were invaded by Germany. They were the only country that decided to be like, oh no, we're gonna make we say stories. And they fought back, at least. You gotta give them some gratitude for actually fighting back.
No, because then they gave up and then we had to go sort it out, and how many people died?
A lot of people.
The French did actually fight quite well, and then
initially we didn't even want to sort it out.
The whole point is, did the surrender?
Yes.
Then what was the point in fighting in the first place?
So did we, Nelly.
It got a bit hard. We surrender.
Right, back to the topic, because he has a brilliant name that you can call yourself if you go down there and try and beat the Frenchman's record. The scientists on the Aquarius are called aquanauts.
An aquanaut.
You're called an aquanaut.
I'm going to be the world's laziest aquanaut. I'm just going to be sitting there watching telly, eating, and they'll be like, what are you doing? I'll be like, I'm an aquanaut, go away. I'm going to be 43rd day.
Right, here we go. In 1994, Hurricane Gordon set one of the generators on fire. Then 1990...
Hold on. Whoa. Right. A hurricane underwater made a generator go on fire. Underwater.
Yes.
None of that sentence makes sense.
And then 1998, Hurricane George's nearly destroyed it, breaking a joint on one of its legs and moving an 8,000-pound weights on the wet porch nearly off the structure.
The wet porch?
And then both Hurricane George's and Hurricane Mitch, later in 1998, also destroyed weigh stations outside Aquarius used to refill the scuba tanks. In 2005, Hurricane Rita broke two of the habitat's anchors and moved one end of the Aquarius by 12 feet. In 2017, Hurricane Irma ripped the habitat's 94,000-pound life support buoy from its moorings and blew it 14 miles away.
90 what thousand?
94,000 pounds.
If something
cost
you, if something cost you 94,000.
No, that's
pound.
The weight of it.
All right.
The hurricane made a 94,000-pound weight life support buoy go 14 miles in a
buoy.
Different direction. Buoy.
You went all weird there. It's a buoy.
Buoy.
As well as damaging the underwater living quarters and wet porch area, and in
what's a wet porch? They got a dry porch as well.
Yeah, but
what? You don't say yes like it's a normal thing.
It does. It's,
right, 94,000 pounds is 6,714.28 stones.
What is it in tons?
Yeah, go back. There's a little button there. Go to ton. Ton at the top.
Is that metric?
42 tons.
42 tons.
Yeah.
So a 42-ton life buoy got flung 14 miles away.
Boy.
It's a fucking buoy.
It's a buoy.
It's a buoy.
For fuck's sake.
It's a buoy.
No.
Buoy, but
you're just making noises now.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what it. Whoever thought of that word and
boy.
Then spelt it that way obviously was drunk or something because
oh.
It's just.
No,
ridiculous.
No, no. You can't. You can say the same about a guy who thought. Oh, what are we going to call this big wing dinosaur bird thing? Oh, a pterodactyl.
A pterodactyl.
Bull put a P at the beginning.
A pterodactyl.
Put a
P at the beginning. Yeah.
Why not? That's exactly what I would do when I'm not drunk.
I actually saw
yes.
The other day, right? someone posted on social media, thank God we named all the dinosaurs like 20 and 30 years ago when we were into Latin and everything. Yeah.
It was him.
Because nowadays, I saw on social media and then he sent it to us afterwards. I was thinking it was freaky.
Can I...
But the dinosaurs would just be called Big Thick Boy and shit like that if we named them that.
But they wouldn't, because you're still classify. You still classify things and name their species and genus and stuff like that of whatever it is, whether it's plants or animals in Latin. It's always been done that way. Because then it's internationally recognised.
Eventually there's going to be no one left that speaks Latin apart from the Pope, and we're going to have to go to the Pope and say, can you name this dinosaur?
I'm sure he speaks.
Well, it's, you still, without realising, speak a lot of Latin. There's a lot of Latin in English.
Yeah, true. Now, he has something...
And fucking French.
He has something that links up with Stefan's French. French rant and the war. And...
Beep.
Beep.
Beep. And gets the American involved. Because this is about this date. On the 8th of... this day.
Is that what this is?
December.
Is it the 8th?
It's the 8th.
It's the 8th of December now.
It's
shit.
The 8th. In 1941, on this day, the United States entered the Second World War, late as always, while at the same time, China declared that they were at war with Germany, Japan, and Italy, siding with the Allies. So basically, at the same time, both of the major powers in the world, the two biggest countries, decided to join the war late and decided to say that they're going to be in the war on this day.
America only really joined in, though, because they got surprise attacked in the middle of a world war. Two years into a global war, they got surprisingly
because
bombed.
Because they didn't think no one had the guts to attack America.
Yeah, they were just...
It's America.
Japan.
Everybody has the guts to attack
It does
America.
Not matter what happens, right? You can't be 2 years into a global war and be surprised that you're attacked. Whether you see you're involved or not, it's a global war.
And then join when it's nearly finished.
We're going to annoy a lot of Americans.
We're going to annoy a lot of Americans.
You know what it is? They can join when it's nearly finished if they want, but they can't then go, well, we won it.
Yeah, they said,
turned
it wasn't
up at the
for
end.
Us, you wouldn't have won World War II. Well, no.
We would have won anyway, it's just it might have taken a little bit longer. Basically, you turned up and went, oh, hiya, lads, into a bar fight that was nearly finished, and then you beat Germany over the head with a chair when he was already bloodied and on
this
the floor.
Is... they can say, oh, well, you wouldn't have wondered if we hadn't have joined in. Yes, but Germany would have already been in control of all of Europe by the time you joined in, so you wouldn't have won it either.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, yeah. And we've been fighting the Americans' battles ever since.
Well, we're on about the French and war. We pay council tax, it's called, or poll tax, whatever you want to call it in this country. That was invented, if I'm not wrong, in the 1800s at some point, I think, to fund a war against France.
Yep.
We're all still paying council tax. Why are we not at war with France?
Secretly, I think we are.
I don't pay council tax because I'm homeless.
Well, then you don't have to fight France.
Yes!
I mean, you can join in if you want. You're just not funding it.
I'll fund it. I'll bring the jag.
Anyway,
the point is, people in this country are funding a war with France. That isn't happening, and I'm not happy about that. I'd get rid of council tax, or what I'd rather you do, just start a war with France.
I'd rather have the two leaders of a country fight each other than start.
It wouldn't be hard
to
invade them either.
People.
You could just walk through the Channel Tunnel.
Yeah. It's not like 1,000 years ago where you'd have to sail across and shit. Just get your soldiers, march through the Channel Tunnel. There we go.
Is this
an official declaration that we're going to go to war to France?
There's official.
Well, there's an election coming up. I reckon we should register a party and we'll first order.
Too late.
Is it? Oh, bollocks.
I've already voted.
All right, next time then. We're going to start a political party.
2 days before the election.
We're going to start a political party that's basically just Europe screwing over with Brexit, let's invade.
He's going to stand there in a general debate on like Channel 4 or something. Like, okay, guys. I'll stand up pissed.
What do you propose about taxes? Well, my taxes and my war policy go into one. How? Because we're going to invade France. On what grounds? I'm still paying council tax.
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, but we're not pissed off at the French. Well, I am.
I am. I've never forgiven
them. Why aren't
you
not pissed off at the French? They're French.
At the end of the day, right, the French are still pissed off of us.
The French will permanently be pissed off.
Everybody
us.
Is
yeah,
still
it's
pissed
because,
off.
Yeah, it's because after World War II, right? Before. Blah, 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 blah.
English.
That was nice.
I'm
not
trying to figure out. This is what I'm trying
to explain. If not, try French.
Don't speak French. Right.
Thanks to us. Although America will claim it's their fault.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll be speaking German. That would be better for everyone.
Yeah.
Basically, right? Before the whole World War kicked off and all this shit.
Ashok.
Fictish voice. Before the whole world kicked off, most of Europe was actually speaking French.
Yes.
Then the English came over, blah, blah, blah. Then everyone's speaking English. So the French are pissed off that we stopped people speaking French.
It's because English is a much easier language to speak than French, because in English you've got the, in French you've got le, la, le.
It all means the same, because one's either masculine and the other one's feminine.
Yeah, masculine and one's feminine, but then there's stuff like...
What about me?
I'm sure spade is feminine.
What?
I'm sure spade is feminine.
Yeah.
In French. It is. Like, there's loads of
weird words
that, like... How can you assign gender to it? It's the French's fault that millennials want to assign different genders to everything.
Because they've got the let and Latin look.
Yeah. Why don't millennials kick off for France and go, that spade isn't female, you haven't asked it? And identifies as a candlestick.
Millennials rise up, we're going to start a war with France just because they're genderfying everything.
Yeah, exactly. We're not allowed to decide what gender people are by looking at them and seeing what gender they are, but the French are allowed to go, that spade's a female.
I feel like we're going to end up causing a massive war with this.
I think we are. Why did you just point at the elf when you said that?
It's his fault.
It's his fault.
It's the elf's fault.
When we get to the French border, we're going to throw him over, and that's going to be the first act of war.
Can I just say, you're going to have to post a picture of the elf on Twitter, just so people know what the hell we're going on about.
The elf is going on Twitter now.
Everybody, if you want to see the giant elf, go on Twitter.
It's at bullshit lab, all one word.
Follow us if you're not already. He's currently... leaning over onto a drink. To be fair, but his eyes point two different directions, so he's a bong eye elf.
Oh, wait. Before I post a picture, I've got a better idea.
Oh, no,
his pants are coming down, people.
It's not the first time.
Oh, with drink supplies are nearly already ran out.
I brought extra.
It cost me £3 that. What are you doing?
No, don't say nothing. This is a surprise for the listeners.
Don't make a massive mess.
I feel like that's...
That's
enough.
I think it's too sparkly for what you're trying.
Have you a high caster show?
Oh, I should go in the booth and bring it actually in.
Don't.
Oh, God.
What about taking this away? I need this to clean it up.
I know.
That's why I got caught.
Don't put it back in.
Oh, he's pissed.
He is pissed. He's off the seat.
He's sticking his arse up for you.
That's why I got like a card.
No.
I need a card.
You're not cutting sugar.
No, I don't. For anybody listening, there will be a picture on Twitter from...
of this entire pointless exercise.
Of what we're doing. And the lead up to this has taken like...
Yes.
20 bloody years just for the Hobbit to set up this one picture. You can tell he did photography at college, can't you?
I used to be a professional photographer. What are you on about?
Yeah... True. I'm currently wearing the Hobbit merch, so you know. Oh,
it's too thick.
God.
I'm not.
Never before have you said that's too thick.
What?
You're gonna start wearing my merch in a minute.
Alright, no.
Oh.
No. What did you say?
I've got no idea, we've completely gone off rails here.
We did
have a plan for this episode, but it's gone completely tits up purely because of the Hobbit and his plans.
We should never make plans.
Well, I mean, this wasn't planned.
This wasn't planned. This was completely improvised.
This elf is going on our Twitter.
Hold on.
And no, before people ask, it's not an elf on the shelf.
Same as me.
But today shall be forever known as Big Nation Butting In Day. American, what do you think of this? We're taking the piss out of your country and you've barely said a word. This topic was designed specifically to drag you into this shit. Speak. Speak.
How far are we into this recording?
About 23, 24 minutes.
Alright, so we're about 10 minutes from the end, so we're joining in about 5 minutes, 4 minutes before we finish.
Thing is, like, we've got like 2 more topics to talk about before the end.
We've got 3 more topics. Oh. We've got the Stormtrooper on a rampage, the Narwhal Tusks, which will be German.
The Narwhal Tusk! That guy is a legend!
And we've got Josh...
I broke the Hobbit with that.
And we've got Josh Brolin. We'll quickly do Josh Brolin, just because all we
I
need
bet
to
you
do...
Would.
All we need, all we need to do is say 2 sentences. One, if you remember about the butt-sunning thing, Josh Brolin did it, and now warns against it because he burned his arse. But this literally means...
Do you know what that is?
This literally means Thanos has a burnt arsehole, so Ant-Man, that's the reason we didn't get Ant-Man up.
Is that the ring he was trying to collect? Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Natural selection.
Yes,
that is natural selection. You point your arsehole at the sun, you get sunburned. That's exactly what you deserve.
But can anybody actually imagine Josh Brolin sat there stark
naked? No, and I don't want to imagine Josh Brolin's arsehole.
Just imagine Thanos doing it.
No, purple ass.
That's why he was so upset and wanted to destroy half the universe, because he was lied to about the butt tanning.
Oh, because when he sat down it hurt, so he just stayed up and be angry.
Yeah.
You know what it is? You haven't at all made a bigger mess.
It is.
Stop cleaning up the white powder. You're just making it worse.
He's going to get it all over me. That was in my ear.
He shouldn't be using your shoulder as the bloody table, should he?
I've told him before.
Right, anyway, on to the Germans' favourite topic, the narwhal tusk.
Right, so this was about the terror attack in London, and I saw this on the only bit of news. This happened about 4 days before I even realised what had happened, because I'm so out of touch with like media.
You were telling me about this when, like, me and you met up on Thursday.
Yes, but then I was telling him, because the one thing I saw, the one story that I saw, the one story I read about it, which... The thing is about terror attacks in this country is it brings out the most unusual people, right?
It does.
It really does. Like, some of the things you hear, it's like there was a terrorist attack in Glasgow a few years ago, and somebody's solution to a terrorist run through an airport on fire was to kick him in the ball so hard that he tore the tendons in the top of his own foot.
That's just Scotland in general.
Yeah, it is. But this one was my particular favourite, because, I mean, it's not a good thing that happened. Obviously, some people died in that, and there. There was a terrorist attack, he was going around, he was trying to stab people. So there was some guy, I think, was he Polish?
No, I think he was not. It was a couple of ex-cons.
Either way, there was some guy walking along with like a 12-foot narwhal tusk and decided to attack a terrorist with it. Like, I can imagine, like, you were saying to me the other day, you were like, oh, well, you know, because I was going to do something stupid, and he was like, well, at least you'll have a good story about it when you're sitting in a retirement home and you'll not be regretting anything that, right? And I was like, can you imagine that guy's story? He's sitting one day at home with a narwhal tusk on the wall, and his grandkids are like, what's that? And he was like, oh, it's just a tusk off a narwhal. And that's a bit questionable anyway. And they're like, well, why did you get that? Well, actually, I was on my way home with it, and there was a terrorist. So I attacked him with my narwhal tusk. Also, if he was with a mate or something when he bought that, why are you buying that? You're never going to be able to use it 10 minutes later. I told you it would be useful.
This is the question. Why did he have a narwhal tusk at hand?
That man is my spirit animal, because if I ever saw a narwhal tusk for sale, I would buy it. I don't care how much it cost.
You know, same words, right? Has any of you actually been to London?
No.
Like, in a recent...
Why would I go to London?
Not recently, no.
I haven't been.
You also come down to London, because I've got a house down there. I've got access to a house down there. I've got keys to a house down there. And it's mostly empty, so we can go to a party bed in London.
Okay, so... Hobbit was in London, he burgled someone, and he's still got the keys. What?
The narwhal tusk,
yes,
was pulled from the wall of Fishmonger's Hall by a Polish chef named Lukas.
I told you he was Polish.
So it was Luke, and the other person who did it was James Ford, who used the
fire extinguisher.
Yeah, so
I heard that. Somebody had a fire extinguisher and just blasted him.
The greatest thing you can possibly do for a terrorist attack. How do we fight a terrorist? Let's get a fire extinguisher and a narwhal tusk.
That is exactly how it would go down if I was near a narwhal tusk.
But yeah, apparently it was grabbed from Fishmonger's Hall, which was next to Lunbridge. But apparently the person who did it was...
Where does a narwhal tusk come into UK law? Because you're not allowed blades over 3 inches.
Well, to be fair, it was a 5-foot narwhal tusk, so I'm guessing.
I thought it was bigger than that.
No, it was a 5-foot one.
Either way.
In fairness, it's classed as taxidermy, so
it can't be concealed. It can't be a concealed weapon because
it's
5 foot.
It's the size of the person.
Yeah, it's 5 foot. It's like carrying around a spear.
It's like carrying me around.
But
you're not as pointy.
Apparently, the person who did it, the terrorist, right? He was fitted with an electronic tag to monitor his movements
because he'd been released.
He was known by the authorities, and he was let out a year ago after serving time for his part in a plot to blow up the London Stock Exchange. So he basically planned to blow up the stock exchange, got let out a year ago after serving his sentence, and then decided to try and do something else in London.
This is what's wrong with modern society. We'll blow up the stock exchange. Well, that causes financial implications all around the world, obviously. But back when our country was a better place, Guy Fawkes had the right idea.
Blow up Parliament, get rid of all the toffs.
But it's not toffs. It's just people that... The government in this country only care about themselves. It doesn't matter who you vote for, it doesn't matter what you do. They're going to look after themselves, lie in their own pocket. They don't give a fuck about the people.
Exactly.
They don't give a fuck what they promise you, and they'll just drop policies left, right, and centre because they don't care. Nobody cares. And as far as they're concerned, we're in Scotland because we're above Manchester, which is way down south. It's literally below Middlesbrough, which is in the middle of the country. That's why it's called Middlesbrough, right? Manchester's below that, but they think that's the north. No, it isn't. It's just a bit more north than where you are.
That's another topic for another day, because we are literally going
to... It's like saying Spain's in the north just because it's above the equator. It's fucking not.
At some point, we are going to just get a map, post pictures on our Twitter and things, and just point out and have an entire episode dedicated to why Middlesbrough is the fucking middle of the country.
As far as they're concerned, we're basically in Scotland.
Yeah.
But obviously, Scotland, you're in England. So nobody cares about us. But I'm not bothered about that anyway. I just think that...
Because we
have a royal family. The royal family should run the country, not the government.
Not about
the government should be there. The government should be there to advise. You can't say this country wouldn't be better if there was Germans running it.
It will be better.
Exactly. So the royal family should run it.
Yes. Okay. Agreed. Deal.
To be fair, this is a very touchy topic considering what's just been going on with Prince Andrew.
Was that pun intended? Touchy topic.
It wasn't. But I'm glad I did it.
How long before he does a Diana?
To be fair,
I think he's refusing to go through tunnels.
He's already essentially been kicked out of the royal family, so you know.
Yeah.
Don't you dare spit that on the table.
Do you know all the things Prince Philip has done?
I mean, Norse man.
All of the racism and the racism, the car accidents, the sly remarks, the offending other cultures that Prince Philip's done.
Yeah, but he's got a bit of protection. He's married to the Queen.
I don't care about that. I love him. He's my spirit animal.
He's brilliant, and despite all the casual racism and shit like that, he hasn't actually done anything that bad. He hasn't actually done anything.
I mean,
wrong,
I don't know.
The best thing is, I watched a documentary ages ago about. It's like I watch useless documentaries.
All the time. At 2 o'clock in the morning.
At 2 o'clock. Two o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning.
And then when you masturbate in the morning, he's not awake.
Yeah.
And basically, the Queen was like, oh, yeah, I have a couple of brandies every other hour or something. Like, well, basically, the Queen just sits there with a corgi, so whatever you call those dogs.
And gets
completely pissed.
If I was the Queen and I got pissed, it would take about 3 minutes for me to declare war on France.
It really would.
So, essentially, right, according to this documentary, the Queen suddenly admits, right, that she is a bit of an alcoholic. And like the Queen is my spirit animal, because I wish I could do that every day, to sit there and just have a bottle of brandy.
Yeah,
like, two bottles of brandy a day.
Yeah, this country wouldn't last long if I would declare war on so many nations. Just as soon as somebody pissed us off, I'd be like, what?
But basically, for anybody who isn't English that's listening to this, because I know we've got a couple of followers from somewhere else.
Someone from Sweden, which I think is my friend,
but
never mind.
Quite possibly former friend.
Because he did move over.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah. Hi, Ryan, if you're listening.
Hi, Lily. Yeah, hiya. But you don't know me, but hi. But no, anybody who's
that
out there...
Dick still owes me McDonald's.
Your dick owes you McDonald's.
No, Ryan owes me McDonald's.
The only reason people care about the royal family is basically because Prince Philip is the funniest royal family person you're going to have.
No, I like the Queen.
The Queen is brilliant, but Prince Philip is what makes the royal family worth listening to half the time.
Yeah,
because any story involving the royal family doing some stupid shit usually involves Prince Philip, and it is fantastic.
So what's that for this episode? Because so far we've pissed off France a lot and the royal family, and probably terrorists laughing at them.
Well, we're going to go on about narwhal tusk, and then we got distracted by loads of shit. But apparently the tusks, which cannot be traded internationally, can change hand for £25,000 in North America.
America? Right, we're going to America. I'm saving up some money.
So this guy fought off a terrorist with a £25,000 value narwhal tusk.
Right. You can't put a price on personal protection. Some people import illegal guns. I'll have my narwhal tusk.
The thing is, mate, if you've been to London, like I was saying before, I got like...
Why everyone carries narwhal tusks around?
London is an amazing place, because I was at London Tower Bridge like a few days before this happened.
Yeah, you
like,
were,
We were shooting something, which I'm not allowed to say, but we were shooting.
Shooting films, by the way. I'll just clear that up.
Not people. That's what I want. I want a t-shirt with a big Ari cam on that says I shoot people. But
no.
I think it'd be a bit insensitive.
Quite possibly.
We were shooting a film.
Especially if you go to America.
Yeah, we were shooting a film and people got pissed off because we shut down the actual London Bridge about 11 o'clock at night.
That does annoy people. I annoy people when I spun on the spine road. It wasn't even a proper crash, but I slowed down like three cars and they were all pissed off at us. I was like, I'm in a bush.
But basically, right, around Tower Bridge, there's like basically got the actual tower itself, you know, the London mm-hmm. Tower. And it's like, you can actually go in, there's artifacts and shit in. So there's a lot of sharp weaponry there.
Mm.
You know what's even worse? In fact, before last time I was in London, they had an ice ring right around the corner from Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
So why didn't people just not get in there, go into the ice rink, grab the fucking...
weapons.
No, not the weapons, the...
the skates.
The skates, and stop being the shit of them. That's what I think it is. So if I was there, right, if I was down in London, and I was...
You would have went to somewhere that you knew was a weapon.
If I saw someone attacking someone, but I think, well, I know down there, there's ice rink, there's shoes, you know, fair enough, grab him, smack them on the shelf.
Surely the ice rink is under the bridge.
Hold
like
on,
away
hover,
from the bridge
hover,
or something.
Right, no, can
it's
I just say,
bridge,
can I just say,
right,
if there was something going down and I needed a weapon, I would go past a gun store, past a hardware store selling hammers and chainsaws and stuff just to get a narwhal tusk. You do know that.
To be fair, he was in the middle of the London Bridge, just run the fucker over with a car.
There's no one in the car.
Do you know how, like, you can't really get onto the... because the curbs are quite high.
You can't really get on doesn't mean you can't get on. It just means it'll be difficult.
He's got a point. But I wouldn't sacrifice my car. I would definitely have an Arwal Tusk.
Don't sacrifice your own car. While everybody else
gets out the help, steal one of their cars.
Yes,
have you seen your car noise?
So then you get charged with Grand Theft Auto and you've crashed.
Your BMW right
still
there evil. Has more dents than my Jag.
Right. That's because it's four times the age. I'm not running a terrorist over in it, but I'm not going to damage it doing it.
All the cars you've bought and owned, the previous owners have ran someone over.
The Mini was definitely a hit and run.
Yeah.
The headlight was damaged. There was basically, there was dints on one corner. The bumper was smashed and there was a dint in the roof. And the windscreen was cracked.
According to the driver's side thingy, that looks like you hit someone, sideswiped someone.
I haven't hit someone.
Well, someone who's previously had it, sideswiped.
I don't
someone.
Think it was a person. I think it was like a wall or something. But it's a 3 series. It was probably just someone drifting.
In the shit bins.
Oh, I'm loving drifting. I frightened a bus the other day.
I know you did.
Right.
This is not on the public roads. There was a public bus and I was in front of it. And I did a drift and it stopped in the middle of the roundabout. And then in the next roundabout, it backed right off.
Basically,
so I drifted again.
So
I need to take you to Stanley.
So
and,
To prevent these guys from incriminating themselves any further by saying that they're going to drift around corners and shit.
I got invited to drift around the hospital roundabout the other day, but I thought it was a bad idea.
I got invited. I was going to take
given the
stickers
fact it's on CCTV.
Number plates off.
Shall we move on to the last and final topic?
I need
just
the removable number plate holders that I had on the R32 so I could do drag racing.
You what?
On the R32,
yeah.
On the Golf I had,
yeah.
Right?
Oh God.
There was number plate holders that I could like tip the bottom off and take the number plate off the car so that I could do drag racing.
Oh, I want a one name for the Jag.
Because it's illegal to get the ones that like tint so that you can't see them, but...
Leave it for after the podcast. Nobody cares about your cars.
Except car lovers.
We do, and I know that's some fine fact that there's car followers following us.
Okay, I'll rephrase it. I don't care about cars.
Just take a drifting.
No.
The snow's cold.
Fun sponge.
Aye.
It's a good job your car's front wheel drive. It means when I spin into a bush, you can come pick us up.
Exactly. But no, let's
it's
move
gonna
on.
It's going
to
be snowing soon as well. There'll be battles on every roundabout.
Yeah, let's move on to the last and final topic, which was a mass shooting where nobody got harmed. This is the story of a stormtrooper going on a mass shooting spree.
It was a mass shooting.
The thing is, right, if a terrorist dressed up as a stormtrooper and starts running out shooting a gun, you've got to look at him and think, nah, it's not going to hit me. And fair enough, he didn't hit anyone.
Because he's a stormtrooper, that's why. I bet people still die, though.
Yeah. Usually the stormtroopers. to be honest, in the newer Star Wars films, the First Order stormtroopers seem to be a little bit more accurate because we've actually seen them shoot people and hit.
Yeah, but this guy's clearly not a first.
It was an accident. They weren't aiming for them people.
Yeah.
This guy's clearly, like, you know, not a proper stormtrooper.
Yeah, the end of the article says the only casualty is said to be a man wearing a red shirt. Witnesses said he never stood a chance despite being miles away and nothing to do with the incident.
Oh, so this is a hoax, then?
Yes, it is a hoax.
All right.
Oh, it's
a hoax. Unfortunately, it's a hoax. It even says it reports from a military base on Coruscant.
Do you know that's what I'm going to do? You know, if I ever have a mental breakdown, I'll go on a mass shooting, but I'll not actually shoot anyone. I'll dress up like a stormtrooper and miss on purpose.
Yeah, the hoax actually says fellow troopers are understood to have returned fire on the shooter with little effect.
it's actually bullshit.
This comes back to our Star Wars conversation before about the glow-in-the-dark condoms and the lightsaber fights.
apparently we're going to get glow-in-the-dark condoms and just have lightsaber fights at some point.
Why not?
Because, yeah, why not? I mean, you can get different colour ones, so... Mm-hmm.
And a purple one.
Just
carve a BMF tattooed above your cock.
just please, for any guys out there, if you get a glow-in-the-dark condom, do not, when you're just about to shag your lass, just start making lightsaber noises.
That's exactly what I do.
That's how
this will kill the mood instantly.
Oh, when you... Depends it would lass. Go off, you'd be like...
Oh dear God! Someone invent condoms with lightsaber sound effects.
I'm on it.
can you just imagine, like, if you want to get
Star Wars soundboard,
you just want to get laid, and you go into it's like you throw your lass into the bedroom. You be like, I'm just gonna get sexy. I'll be back in a minute.
You cover your dick with
your
hands.
You cover your dick.
You close the door, so it's just a pitch black room.
You cover your dick. Right, yep. So in a pitch black room so they can't see, and you storm through the fucking doors like this.
With a red condom on. That would be freaking fantastic, but it would probably also kill the movie.
And what copyright struck.
Yeah, to be fair, we don't get money for this anyway.
That's not the point.
There you are, so...
Right.
Is that our first episode?
That is the second episode that we're doing. Yes.
Before we say goodbye,
yes,
you have to make us promise live on air, because like last week we made him promise us Sunny D up his arse.
I'm not putting Sunny D up my arse.
Because you get sex more than any of us, yeah?
Yes.
I
can see where this is going, but yes.
Get yourself a glow-in-the-dark condom and play the Imperial March on the way in next time.
Do you want a video of when I do it?
Yes.
Yes.
There will be some video of me out there soon with me with a glow-in-the-dark condom.
Right,
I'll make sure it's a red one as well, just so it's Darth Vader.
This glow-in-the-dark condom video, it's gonna go, it's gonna be sold to our Patreon.
Oh God!
But have to be, they have to like be a Patreon of like £500 or more to see it.
Can I just use?
That's how much you're worth, £500.
No, it's not.
That's how much you're hauling me out for, £500 just to see my dick in a glow in the dark.
It could be worse. He was trying to haul me out for £20 in a fucking beef brisket or something the other day.
Yeah, true.
Oh shit! What?
Yeah, you were.
Right, anyway, that's the end of this episode.
Yeah, we'll end up with hauling each other out. Please stop doing that. It's fucking with the microphone so much.
Fuck off your microphone.
Oh God. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And on that note.
On that note, yes. Bye. See, the American chimed in just as well.
I told you. He's chimed in at the end. He'll probably claim that this was all down to him.
Yep. Anyway.
He'll probably want a Nobel Prize for it or something.
We'll see you again next week for episode 2, which is actually episode 3.
Just stop doing that. It's episode 3.
Sorry, episode 3. Which is actually episode 2. Yeah, episode 3.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yes, it's episode 3.
It's episode 3 next.
And it will be episode 4, so you got that wrong.
Yeah, so this is the only confused.
No, it's episode 3 next week.
Yes.
It would be episode 2, but it's
right,
not, it's
join
not
us good. Next week for episode 3 when we talk about how the German is a horny duck.
A duck?
Yeah, you're a horny duck.
Oh, I'm not aware of this topic.
Tune in next time, and we'll see you later. Bye!
Bye. Bye.